them together, best case scenario.
But currently they don't have that?
No, we don't.
So you've got one person trying
yes.
to do everything?
Yes, yes, yes. It might be you. It won't be soon.
And I'm assuming you're volunteering.
Yes, yes. Happily. On a personal level, this has been an eye-opening experience for me. I have watched an organization like Faith Community Health and understood it, but to be on the inside and seeing its actual effectiveness, getting people from a place of surviving to thriving, is obviously there's so many good things that go with that, but the ripple effect into our community can be generational in changing lives.
And then especially adding the mental health aspect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And we see that position to be not just an hourly to have people be seen, but to set up a program that can truly be effective. We develop trust with our patients. They come to see us where they may not go to see other people over time. And so if we can really create a space where we can help them mind, body, spirit, again, it's transformational.
And similar as to what was stated about the My Neighbor's Charitable Pharmacy, the plan is to help get it started, and then with the addition of the director of development, right? With
yes.
the addition of that, then the funding, you guys would come up with your own funding.
We would taper off, yeah. Same with My Neighbor's Charitable Pharmacy. Charitable medical fields are hard. There's a lot of expense that goes into them, unlike other charitable organizations. Everybody has their different thing, but medical has, there's a whole other layer of what you need to be viable. So we'll always be in a position where we need to be bringing in funds, but with a director of development and other services, the hope is that we can go out beyond just where we are right now to be seeking funding.
The community will see the need.
Absolutely.
And step up.
That too, yeah.
And all across the country, the mental health is becoming a growing problem.
Yes.
Anybody have any questions on this? Comments?
No. I don't.
Move to approve the application for county ARPA funds for the Faith Community Health application.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The last one that you have in your packet for today is Elevate Branson. I also marked their project narrative. The total request is $373,600. I know Mr. Stallings was here. It's been a little while ago to present this project in open meeting, but he's definitely going to refresh. Everyone's memory.
Absolutely. Well, good morning, Commissioners. Brian Stallings with Elevate Branson. Our proposal is to bring a transportation opportunity to Taney County via mopeds, scooters is what we call them, but they're actually mopeds, not to be confused with Lime scooters, as well as J1s. And so we feel like this is going to be life-changing for a lot of people, especially on the eastern side of the county that right now with gas prices the way they are, maybe looking at not working on the western side of the county due to that. These get 89 miles to the gallon. And so we are super excited about this opportunity to bring these to Taney County.
And there's a training program.
Yeah, absolutely. So for $5 a day, they will be go through a scooter school, that we'll call it. It's about 3 hours classroom, 3 hours road training. We'll make sure that they are comfortable with riding a scooter before we put them on the road. They will also have all their insurance included in that, as well as helmet, gloves, jacket. So they'll be provided the safety items that they need. And then all their maintenance is included for 3 years. So it's For $5 a day, it's very affordable for people to get not only to and from work, but access to health care, access to housing that might be available further out from where their job is. So we just feel like it's we hope it's going to be a solution to some of the problems we've struggled with for years here in Taney County with transportation.
When you mentioned the eastern side of the county, as winter is approaching us, summer weather, can you imagine them riding?
Well, I mean, it'll be kind of like what they're doing now when we have bad weather, right? I mean, if we get bad weather, nothing really operates around here. We shut everything down. If it's cold, they'll just have to bundle up, right? It's better than walking, and it's better than missing an opportunity for income.
Well, I think what was discussed when you presented it to us the first time was currently they'll Uber or rideshare.
Whatever
it is.
Their plan A is now.
Yeah. So the idea would they would do that on bad weather days.
Exactly.
I think is what was said last time. Quick question. I'm trying to look for a breakdown on the $373,600. Is there a breakdown somewhere in this packet? Because I remember the initial scooter purchases were...
It hasn't changed from that initial proposal that I gave you. I didn't know.
They have the entire budget.
Yeah. But there was money towards that, and there was money towards, I think, the establishment of a garage or a repair?
No, not in that 370.
Not in that 370.
Nope. It's just scooters and the things that take to operate it. No capital expenses in that.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a $300,000 award already through an anonymous foundation. So we should be able to start with about 150 scooters.
Yeah, because I think last time, again, you were here, we talked about getting some community buy-in, so you did get a $300,000.
Yep. And we have numerous business partners that are anxiously awaiting the scooter arrival.
So the total ask is?
$373,000.
And $600.
$373,600.
Don't forget that
$600. Oh, yeah, that's all right, $600.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think.
No
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No questions.
I was just gonna say. I think as earlier discussed, also, or as well, we view it not as the solution, but as a piece of the puzzle. I think it's
right.
Kind of how it's been discussed throughout the community. So
transportation opportunity.
You've thought about that, haven't you? Move to approve the application for county ARPA funds. Applicant Elevate Branson.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right. Thank you very much. Look out for those scooters in a few months.
Mr. Stallings, I made a promise to you. You need to get with me.
Huh?
I said I made a promise to you. You need to get with me.
All right.
I will... have these notice of decisions and the forms sent up for you guys to go through and sign those. They'll need to be signed by the county clerk as well. So for today, the total award amount for all three was $1,143,307.
Would you repeat that again?
$1,143,307.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
In on the ARPA application.
Yes.
Court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Hopefully this week will be a little bit easier than last week's. First set I've got is erroneous assessments. All of these properties was purchased by the school and should be made to an exempt status. And that's what all this whole erroneous assessments are. They've been purchased in 2021 and 2022.
On that first list, we'll call Exhibit A. Any questions?
Nope.
Move to approve Exhibit A, dated October 31st, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
On my next set of abatements, there are add-ons. There is a total of 7 add-ons. Out of those 7, 5 of them show that they should have splits with them, but they did not come through with them. And that's going to be abatement numbers 213158. I'm going to just say the last 3 digits: 165, 169, 170, and 172. Abatement numbers 213181 and 180. They coincide with each other.
And took off 100 out of 100.
Yes.
I'd like to address the 213180 and 213181 first. I'd like to approve those abatements. It's a split. I move to approve abatements number 213180, 213181, October 31st, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The abatements number that was just quoted, 213158, and I'm going to do the last 3 numbers, 165, 169, 170, and 172, for October 31st, 2022, to deny until the further data comes through. Make the motion to do that.
Second with discussion.
Second with discussion.
You said to deny until further data comes through.
What will have to happen?
To say we deny it, then it starts all over.
Starts all over, and she has to put everything through at the same time, which she did not this time.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have for today. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you think she'll be back for next week? Because these tax bills are held until...
I have no idea what her schedule is.
Thank you.
Jen is going to be my backup. I'm training her on everything here that I do on these court orders. Come first of the year, she will be my permanent backup. She's my backup now. Is going to be moving on to bigger and better things.
Okay.
So it's a backup to your backup?
Yeah.
We'll back it up then.
I thought you were trying to tell us something else. I wasn't sure.
No, I'm hanging around yet, as far as I know.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good day.
You too,
sir.
Well, I guess we got a recess for 2 minutes. We'll be in recess. Come back at 9:30 and take up Road and Bridge Roundtable discussion. Oh, that's upstairs. We'll move upstairs. So we'll be in recess. Mm-hmm.